Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club 1080.
I love Los Angeles.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
John.
At the club
100 times club
more.
200 times
more.
500 times
probably.
There have been a variety of proposals.
You know, we went the whole show today, and never once did we mention Kansas. Rock Ooh. Chuck.
No, we did.
I mean, the football team.
We did.
Did
just
we?
Just very briefly.
4-0.
Yeah, you said, don't look past Kansas. They should be right. And then I made a Duke comment.
They should be right. Yeah, shut up.
And then you told me to shut up.
We'll have to talk about Kansas tomorrow.
Rock Chuck.
Because it's a freight train. It's a freight train from hell.
Do you mind if I talk for 1 second about one of the unique things about working on this show here? We had a young up-and-coming producer coming in here to do a little bit of training.
Yeah.
And it just amuses me to no
end.
He's
the younger, better-looking Souk.
Yeah, Will.
And Souk, trust me, Souk is very worried about this.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, imagine if they hired a younger, better-looking Luke.
Boy.
With the same kind of credentials, yep. You know, played football.
Imagine if this young kid's a neo-Nazi, too.
Right, he's an insurrectionist.
Just really fill it all up.
Yeah, good point.
He's basically the same guy, just younger and cheaper.
But I just love
what's not to love?
I just love that Patrick is sitting in that room, and as he was taught before, is, all right, Will, let me show you how the fart drops work for the opening of the club hour. And then he's doing his maestro, his best maestro impression. Like, of all the jobs that you've ever been in, let me teach you about the farts.
And that would be why we have a great job.
Yeah, it's just a unique thing that happens, and it's been passed down from producer to producer to producer over the years.
Yeah.
Here's where the fart drops live, and here's how you use them the most effectively.
Well, I felt bad because the first day Mike was gone, I forgot to do the fart drops at the beginning of the club because I was too focused on like podcasting and all that other jazz, and it made the boys sad.
I'm a little disappointed too, Patrick, because I didn't get to watch how you navigate through. So in the old studio, we had a screen in front of us where you could see the cursors moving on the screen as the producer was doing the open to the club. And watching Mike move through the sheets and sheets
he was great
of drops, it was very entertaining.
You know, Mike Lynch is a wonderfully pleasant person.
Sure.
And has
one of my
bright,
closest friends.
He has a bright future. But he took the club intro, the drop montage in the club intro, he took that to a level that I don't think any other producer will ever get it.
And we're all emulating it. Like, it's not even like we're trying to be as good as him. It's what we have to do now.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
The expectations have been raised, and and it's just hope that you can be in the same ballpark. Mm. You know, it was great. It was one of my favorite things about doing the show with Mike. Just watching him, because he might have drifted off for a little bit and watched the Yankees game or whatever. You'd talk about something that he didn't really care about. Sometimes you got his full focus, sometimes you didn't. But the one time in every show that you knew you were getting the absolute best version of Mike Lynch. Yeah. Was playing that drop.
That's exactly board. Right. Yeah. That's well said. Yeah. Do you think Mike was in his Blazer gear out there at Media Day today, getting all Blazery?
I sure hope so.
You know, meeting everybody. He's like the new halftime pregame, postgame guy.
I hate
for the
to do
Blazers.
It to you. He's in Jersey.
Yeah, I was gonna say I hope so, but I don't think he's in town.
I was texting him last night because
he's at the Yankees game, right?
I was at a show and I was texting him about how bad the Broncos look, but at least Judge didn't hit 61 either. He was like, "Oh no, we're leaving the stadium right now." I went, "What?"
So he got to go to the Yankees.
He was at the game last night, but it got rained out at the end of the sixth, so he left. So they left. Yeah. They said the rain was getting worse. There was no chance it was going to get back on, and because they had played six games, they were just going to call it six innings. They were going to call it.
Did it cost him a lot to get into that game?
I don't know. His dad paid for it.
So. No.
Did it cost Gary a lot to get into
Probably,
that game?
I would imagine.
Yeah, with those tickets. By the way, did you see the guy who, in Toronto tonight, bought entire sections out in left field? Did you see that?
Yeah, Patrick brought it to my attention. He showed me the screenshot of it, and I was debating whether or not it was true, and then I was looking over the pitcher's shoulder the entire time
that
until they
true.
Finally panned over, and sure enough, there it is.
Some dude, the
big, wide-open swath of left field.
So in left field, as you can imagine, Rogers Center there, if you've ever... Yeah, one whole section is just for him and his friends.
Yeah.
And there's like 12 people in that section.
And they're all sitting out there with butterfly nets waiting to catch the home run ball that's going to be worth untold fortunes.
That's the damnedest thing.
Yeah. Well, there was no better time to watch baseball than when McCovey Cove was full of kayakers out there with nets. That was one of the...
You're saying there's no better time to watch baseball than that?
That was one of the greatest runs in baseball was when Bonds was hitting all those home runs, and you just had a swarm of hundreds of kayakers sitting in McCovey Cove. Like, that was must-watch television.
Yeah.
It was great.
Guys kayak frantically for a baseball.
Diving out of their kayak.
Is hilarious. You would think that, yeah.
Like, that's something you would never expect.
Well, wouldn't you want to be, like, were there guys in the water just like, swimming? Or, like, you know,
I mean,
like, floaties on and stuff?
No. I mean, no, because
you would think you could get there faster. Couldn't you get there faster? Just...
Yeah, but it's connected to San Francisco Bay. They built Alcatraz on the principle... They built Alcatraz on the principle that the water was too cold for people to go across.
Oh, too cold.
It was cold and treacherous, so I don't think there was guys out there wearing...
Well, you had a wetsuit out there?
Yeah, maybe.
No?
Maybe. I don't
Scuba
know.
Scuba gear?
In my head, I'm picturing all kayaks, but you know what? You could be right. They could have been sitting on, like, a giant inflatable unicorn out there and doing whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure people got creative, but that was great.
Well, when he hits this home run, if he ever does it, which he now I'm starting to think he may never, because you know you clinch up.
Yes, yeah. No kidding. You get there and you just panic.
When he hits it, it's gonna. I mean, the free for all for his 60th was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see the scrum for that?
I did. I saw just a clip of it. I wasn't.
Would you ever fight anybody that hard for anything? Like, it just blows me away that people. And Suk is one of these people. He said this. He admitted it, to his credit. He admitted that if he were there, like, he wouldn't go out of his way to catch the baseball, but if the baseball, the lottery ticket baseball landed close to his section, he was like, you better believe I'm diving in there for that.
Well, that is going out of your way. Like,
right. Like, would you, let's say you're sitting in the section and the ball, you know, let's say it's two rows down, six people over.
Yeah.
You diving into that scrum?
No, 100% not. But if the ball is, like, if we're playing 500 and it's within my reach, I better believe I'm doing pushing and elbows.
Okay, but
and
how
my training.
Yes. Okay,
well, I would
that.
Jump on top and just crowd surf it.
Yeah.
Like, let them dig, but I'm just like, yeah, Yankees! Yeah,
like if the ball is coming at a place where I think I have a, I don't know, puncher's chance at reaching it, I'm climbing over somebody.
Yeah.
I'm
you're trying to catch it.
Yeah, 100%.
If it's within catch range.
And then,
but if it's not,
no, then I'm not taking four steps and diving on a pile full of people hoping the baseball ends up in my hand. No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, that sounds stupid.
It does sound stupid, and yet people are going to, it's going to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and
what is the matter with people?
Here's the other thing is the market for that baseball is Aaron Judge, right? Like, I mean, or like how much is that ball worth? And how does that market set, right? Like Aaron Judge would give a lot to have that baseball, I suppose, right? But
okay.
Which one's the most valuable, 61 or 62? Like, how much are you paying for those baseballs?
Well, I think they said whatever one he hits last is the most expensive.
I guess that makes
I thought
sense,
that's
too.
What they said.
Yeah. So, but each one successively gets more valuable. So that's what I mean. So, like, if you catch 60 and they're ready fighting for that, now you catch 61. If he doesn't actually, if he ties the record, it's not worth as much as 62 would be. But then, like you said, it's like if he gets to 68, I suppose that's the most valuable baseball. So it's just each time somebody catches a ball after yours, it goes your ball then would go down in value. And you broke your right arm to go get it.
Yeah.
And your clavicle, and now you're in the hospital. Good job.
I just want to be that passionate about really anything, you know?
Yeah,
it's just amazing that people have that.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
I'm the last guy you would want. Like, if my life depended on me sitting in the section that the ball would land and I had to come out with the ball, you put a bad guy in there. Even if my life was on the line, like, eh.
So let me ask you this question then. If you were, let's say you had season tickets in right field or in left field at any of the ballparks. I don't know where they play the rest of the way. But let's say they play in Baltimore, whatever it is. You have season tickets out there. Are you willing to take the chance of selling those tickets knowing you're making a profit, right? So he's one away from the record. And you could sell those seats and make, I don't know, $4,000. Or you could potentially be out there and catch a ball.
That's so easy for me.
Sell the seats.
Sell the
seats.
And
you probably have four seats, so now you're making like $10,000.
100%.
Yeah, that's how I would say.
100%.
Because I would go and go, all right, highest bidder for these seats, you have a chance to win $1 million, whatever it is.
Do you think it's like a direct, so let's say there's 20 people who really have a shot at the ball.
Yeah.
Do you think that is whoever comes out with the ball is directly correlated with who wants it the most?
No,
20?
No, did you see the guy who got Pujols 700?
No, I didn't.
The ball went straight into his mitt. There's a video of this fan from the stands. He's like four seats away from the guy and has his phone out, and you watch the whole thing, and the ball, sure enough, I mean, it was a pretty like fast leaving ball. And the guy, everyone has their hands up, and it just goes straight into his mitt, and he closed it and had it.
Total luck.
So, like, there's nothing, and he's freaking out because it's total luck,
Until Suk came running over the forearm shiver.
And I would be worried about that. Yeah. I mean, Heather Sukanik was at the Royals-Mariners game the other night. She texts me. She goes, this guy behind me tried to grab the ball. It's a foul ball from Sean Haggerty or whatever his name is.
Sam Haggerty. Sam Barry Bonds Haggerty.
Some guy, she said some old guy tried to grab the ball out of her hand as she sat there with it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
After she, like, it'd come to rest?
Yes.
That's insane.
So imagine what they're going to do for this ball. Like, I'm taking that ball, and I'm putting it down the front of my pants,
and
now
I'm
get it.
Gone.
Yeah.
And I am out of there.
I
am running so fast. In fact, I might jump the fence onto left field just because it might be the safest place in the ballpark.
I hadn't thought about that. I think you got to bail,
just
don't
jump.
You?
Yeah, jump the fence. Go into left field, and just a cop comes, put your hands up, drop down on the ground, and say, look, I feared for my life. I have 61 in my hand. Please escort me to jail.
What is the obligation of security? So if you catch the ball and somebody takes it from you, are they going to be willing? Like, they would have to go and, like, all right, let's go look at the tape. Wouldn't they?
No.
No?
No, I
don't
think
they got your back?
I don't think you can get into that kind of thing.
I don't know. Like, well, but if somebody stole it from you, you would.
I would want
them
to.
Like, if you're like, look, I got it, and the guy just snatches it over your shoulder, you'd be like, dude. Like,
I would want them to, but I don't think they would. I think you'd be like, sorry.
You'd have a, like,
we're not getting involved in this.
I think they have to. How much extra security is at each of these games?
No idea.
Probably the same.
You think so?
I think it's the same.
It's a very interesting behind-the-scenes question that I would like to know.
Otherwise, you'd be paying for extra security for, what are we on, game 5 now that he hasn't hit a home run?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think they're just letting people fend for themselves.
So what's up? What's up? Baseball worth? Do we have a general idea? It's at least six figures, right?
Yeah,
60, easily 61. They're saying what they say, maybe 1.2, and okay, 62 might be 2.5.
So you have $1 million asset, and you're not going to pay extra for security.
Well,
it's bizarre.
It's not their asset, though.
I know, right? That's true.
You let them fight it out.
Yeah,
I don't know, have an EMT on hand.
Plus, you're going to send a cop to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium. Get out of here.
Well, there's already security there.
But hey, if people are having sex up in the
nobody cares.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah,
the bleachers are like the most dangerous place in baseball at Yankee Stadium.
Well, because at Yankee Stadium they have separate entrances just for the bleachers, so they can't intermingle with the rest of the population.
Like the common folk.
When you're in the bleachers, anything goes. You ever sat in the bleachers, like L.A. or like any of those?
Oh, not in L.A. No, I sit along the baselines, and it's pretty ugly there.
The A's games are notoriously bad. If you get out towards the outfield, it's like it's not good. It's not safe out there.
No, it is not. Right. Well, at that, and the stadium could just collapse at any point in Oakland too. So
there is that
kind of.
All right, y'all, what's happening? Why are we talking? Why are we talking sports?
Well, we were talking fans, really. So I think we're kind of safe there.
Has anyone ever had sex in space? This is the question that scientists are trying to answer. Oh yeah,
they put a team on
this. Is a thing.
Couldn't just send
space sexology is a thing.
All right, I need to know more about that.
It is 617 on the Fan.
Eagle. On 1080 the Fan.
Double sun power.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, so we will not have John tonight. If you're looking for the very special Mailing It In segment with Catch 365 from my house, childhood home in Salina. You've already missed it. John called in. They had to play catch a little earlier with my olds.
Because they go to bed so early.
Well, Red Lobster. Red Lobster at 5.
Yep. Well, 5.
Yeah,
well, they couldn't get the 4:15? It's all booked up. Salina's aging at the same rate as your family.
I'm telling you, they love Red Lobster.
Well, who doesn't? Those cheddar biscuits? Get out of town. Come on.
So he was already out there playing catch with my dad, and then he was going to go inside the house and play catch with my mom on the green shag carpet in Salina. It's a whole thing. We've already talked to John. It happened on the In the News segment.
We did it live.
Do it live. And so if you want to podcast that and go back and listen, it's in the 4 o'clock hour, about 4:30. So we will not hear him tonight, although I did just get a text from my brother, who's oblivious to all of this, of course. He lives in San Diego, and he's like, what is this? He takes a screen grab of John, who posted a picture of some random like Salina sign or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is this dude doing?
Does your brother ever listen to the show?
No.
No interest whatsoever.
I don't think he has. Yeah. No. I mean, I'm sure he's heard it, but he's not. He's busy. He's got a little kid and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to explain to him the whole thing. And then he goes, yeah, I know all that because I follow him on social media. But I just thought he was joking that he was actually going to Salina to play catch with mom and dad. Like, no, he's 100% serious. And by the way, they're at dinner right now.
Nice.
So we will not have John tonight, but if you want to go back and listen to that, it was at 4:30. Now, yes, Sex and Space, let's talk about this. Now,
please.
How many people have ever been to space?
Ooh.
Would you guess? There is an estimate.
So there's the International Space Station, there's the moon missions, there's the guys that just get out of the atmosphere and can claim space.
That's what I was going to say. Those rich losers that could be solving world hunger that decide to go to space, does that count?
Well, I think those guys are going up there just to get in a quickie, right? Like, that's the whole point of
those. I don't think that does count, because they're nudging into space.
Tom Cruise has done the Halo jump, like, 15 times. Does that count?
No.
Because you know he's having sex.
You're in space, though, when you jump.
Like, does Tom Cruise go anywhere without having sex?
Do you think anybody's humped while, like, skydiving?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know how 100%. You do the... Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yes. Like the trainers and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to cancel. You want to go jump? Yeah, baby, what's up?
Yeah.
They already know. They're like, we got 8.5 minutes.
Let's and would that this. Be enjoyable?
Well, oh, I think the thrill would be pretty wild.
Well, here's the thing. Is all of those adrenaline sports that are going on, it's to get your body in the most euphoric state you possibly can without sex. So then once you get good at it, you're like, well, let's throw in some sex with it.
Right.
Yeah. So I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll take your word.
So how many people have gone to space? That's a tricky question. I don't know. 1,000? That's probably way off, but.
This, according to Yahoo, over 600 men and women have gone to space.
Okay, so I wasn't that far off.
And it is hard to imagine. Yeah, no, you weren't. You were close. Okay. Is it hard to imagine that any of them have ever done the deed? Like, do you think... Do you think that that's happened?
Yes.
They're saying that there's no doubt when you put, you know, 600 people doing anything, they probably humped at some point.
For sure. Especially something that you know is...
Like, boring.
Other than the people that you're going to space with, like in your everyday life, you're not going to run into other people that have been into space by accident. You don't go to the grocery store and go, I wonder if any of these people have been to space. You know all the people that have gone to space because they are in your NASA class or whatever it is. Like, there's very rare that like you're in just such a select group of people. That crazy astronaut woman that was wearing her diapers chasing down her lover, whatever stuff.
Yes.
Like, you have to be a little bit crazy to get to the pinnacle of anything that you do. So yes, 100%. They've all thought about having sex. And I'm going to say the percentage is probably pretty high about the number of people that have had some sort of sex, whether it was just a little bit of hey, I'm gonna just hang out by myself over here and
there's that
the airlock.
But if you're up there with a woman,
yeah,
you know, you're probably, it doesn't even matter if you're attracted. Aren't you going like, hey, let's wonder what this is like. Let's
Yeah,
I think you are.
Yeah, well, and I think
so. It's happened.
100%, it's happened. And I think if you are the lone female on a trip to space with 8 other dudes, at least one of them is I'll give him the little pleasure.
Yeah, there's a lot of testosterone in that spaceship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's also they're like, you know what? John doesn't look so bad.
Yeah, let's go.
And, well, here's the other thing,
too. I'm horny.
Here's the other thing about going to space, depending on which mission you're on. Like, what are the chances that you return safely? I mean, it's not 100%. There's some inherent risk in re-entering Earth's atmosphere. So you go, hey, listen, if we don't make it back, let's make sure we take full advantage of this trip to the great beyond.
Yeah, and maybe, who knows, maybe can anybody get pregnant in space? You know, this is another question. So I was reading this article, and it says NASA does not like to talk about sex in space, and most astrophysicists shy away from speaking candidly about the topic.
Sure.
But space sexology is a thing. Trying to imagine humanity's future in space requires us to seriously understand and explore how doing it in space is supposed to work.
Okay. What part of the insemination process is propelled by gravity, though?
Well, it'd be hard to stay close to one another, but I guess you just hold on.
Well, yeah. For dear life. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know? Yeah, listen.
I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I guess... Inside the box, I mean.
Well, so once you couple, you couple though,
the coupling
has occurred.
Okay,
let's say two people can figure out how to stay connected to one another, and now you have the
man juice goes into the girl parts and the things.
So yeah. Now once that happens, that's all bodily functions taking over. There's no gravity. I mean, you've seen the pictures of the woman.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. This is what I need the space
sexologist. Well, this is what they're studying.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know if it's even possible to get pregnant in space and have a space baby. But they do need to understand this. If, you know, like all these rich guys tell us we have to get off this planet,
here's my question is if you have zero gravity space sex, do you ever know who's on top?
Yes. Yeah.
How? Well, without gravity.
Whoever's
gravity
on top.
Gravity is the bottom.
Well, without gravity. Oh, I don't think the bed is what's telling me who's on top
right.
And who's on bottom.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's right. I mean, it's clear.
Yeah. Man and woman.
Yes.
Having sex in space. It's clear who's on top.
There's still
man,
a top.
Man, woman, man, woman, woman, they. There is clearly a top
okay.
And a bottom.
All right. Yeah. Just checking.
Even without gravity.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Just want to check.
Yeah, because you know when you're upside down, even in no gravity.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm upside down.
Yeah, I think you do.
I've never been in zero gravity. I don't know. You seem so confident. Well, I'm saying you're just floating in space.
Oh, you're saying like just out in the middle of space, not in a spaceship that clearly has a top and a bottom and a seat and a, you know.
And if you're at zero gravity, you can just
so
be
you're
rotating.
Like Sandra Bullock out there.
You can just be like full rotation.
I still think there's a top.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a top. Okay. There's it's like no matter what you're doing in dancing, there's still a lead.
Okay.
You don't have to be the like the man who looks like the lead. The woman can still lead, but you know who's leading.
I don't know. Now I want to go to space. Bring somebody that's down to party.
So they're saying officially no sex has occurred in space.
Officially. Because that hasn't been documented and submitted all the proper paperwork.
But they're saying this is likely to change. And for many reasons must change. So they are actually going to probably... It's
send
probably
people
gonna be
with
a,
the express intent of having sex.
I think there's... Well, we already have a space penis rocket.
Fair enough.
From Bezos.
Yep.
It's only a matter of time before they send up some... porn stars, and it's sponsored by Pornhub.
Well, sure.
And we see what goes down.
I mean, I'm going to watch it.
And the live feed
Hell
will
yeah.
be... Yeah.
You want to get me to watch a inside a space station?
Yep. Get everybody
That's
naked.
It.
Yeah, and I would watch, and not even because I need to like please myself, but because I mean,
right.
I want to see that.
How does this work?
I have to see that.
You would watch because you care about the humanity as a whole, the procreation of the species.
The plot might be pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, sure, absolutely. Like, hey, I'm here with the pizza.
Basically, NASA wants to prevent any possibility of a pregnancy in space.
They want to prevent it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it may sound cool and fun to imagine the world's first space baby. We don't yet know how safe it might be for a pregnant woman to live and work in space.
Yeah.
So these are all things that they're eventually going to run somebody up there and study.
How long do we send people to the space station when they go up? Like, if you go up, are you there for a year?
You're up there
for a while. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. They don't just come back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm going to make a pit stop.
But is it a couple of years? Is it a couple years? Is it a year?
I mean, I think it's years.
Okay.
I'm going to go with I have no idea, but I'm going to say yes. It's years.
I'll do some research here. I'll contribute to the show in some way.
Apparently, the
U.S.
around
6 months.
Okay.
The U.S. and Russia have had limited success in space experiments where invertebrates and insects have conceived offspring.
Okay.
But they have yet to see mammals produce litters in space that could stay healthy and survive after returning to Earth. How about that?
Gotcha. That makes sense. Well, yeah. Send up the mammals with shorter gestation periods, see what happens to them, and then go, uh-oh, that ain't going to work for us.
Well, as you said, anatomically and biologically, there really are no impediments to human conception in space.
Yep.
But there are real concerns that radiation and microgravity could foster negative effects for a fetus or birth defects or even loss of life.
Yeah.
So we got to study this stuff. Sex in space is an inevitability.
Yeah.
And we will have to learn how to adapt ourselves eventually.
Okay.
But where do we start? Do we send up some hots?
I will volunteer.
I will be the man to go to space.
I always wanted to go to space. I didn't know it would be for this, but I'm in.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, we need some brave souls to go up there, Patrick, and I appreciate you volunteering for it. And I don't know. I mean, what's the inevitability of it is the part that gets interesting to me, because it's, would these be the generational journeys to go and explore whatever the closest viable planet is? And so you send out a craft full of half hibernating, half procreating humans, and it's like, all right, it's going to take you 90 years to get there, and we can get your life expectancy up to 300 with a combination of hibernation and whatever, but you're probably never going to see that planet, so your grandchildren will. So here's what we need you to do, is come out of hibernation every once in a while, get it on, and then have a baby in space. We'll see if it works. Is that where we're going with this? Very curious.
All right, we got to run. I've got more here, but as we are exploring sex in space, they are saying that they are going to form a board, because good decisions need a board.
Is Condoleezza Rice going to be on that?
She
well?
Probably will.
College football to space.
Would you like to sit on a board of nerds and scholars figuring out how to have sex in space?
We were watching the rocket.
It would be interesting.
We were watching the rocket being launched into the asteroid earlier, and they had the live feed.
Did they ever say, did that actually blow the asteroid off its course there?
I've not checked. I imagine they need to get out their protractors and peer review the data, so I don't know we'll have an answer right away. But the live shot from the control center, which I assume is in Houston, there was definitely some NASA hots watching that rocket explode into that asteroid. So they're out there for you, Patrick. That's for sure.
All right. Love my wife.
She can go with you. Yeah,
I would take my wife.
There you go. Take my wife, please.
All right, we'll be back with more. It is 6:35. Here's Patrick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, just a few minutes left. All of the sex and space talk to tell you this. Just I want to read you one line.
I'm very excited.
As Yahoo has explored the idea of sex and space. There, and basically what this article is doing is going through all of the different ways that the body can be screwed up by in a no gravity environment.
Sure.
To the point where it could be dangerous to conceive, and then baby could die, or, you know.
Wasn't it dangerous just to go to space?
Well, there's that.
Yeah, I mean, like, all right, you're going up in space.
But we do need to figure this out. But it says changes in blood flow to the genitals could possibly impair sexual responses.
Ah.
But they might also lead to improvements.
So it could make it way worse. We're way better.
Former NASA astronaut Mike Mullaney has gone on record saying that during missions, he would wake up
to erections.
What?
That could have drilled through kryptonite.
Kryptonite, a hard... I don't know,
yeah. but I like this sound of kryptonite.
Well, no, it's definitely not, but I didn't know it was like stronger than diamonds. I was like, it makes Superman into a wuss. That's about all I know about it.
Well, now we've got a guy who can... bang kryptonite, I guess. So there you go.
All right.
More public research is needed into sex.
Well, I think we just sit down all the astronauts and just ask them about their space boners. I mean, wouldn't that be the first place to start? And there's, you know,
gotta have like morning action. You know what I mean?
Well, you would think that there would be like. Listen, we're all scientists here at NASA. Can we just get a sample and not, you know, make a big deal about it? How are they not going up there and taking, you know, they're checking on how worms respond to it, how dirt responds to it. Nobody's putting any in a cup? Come on. What are you doing, NASA? Broods.
I don't know what the abortion laws are up there, too. You know.
Check the abortion laws in space. Well, it's an international space
station. Who runs it?
What are the international laws?
Yeah, what's your nationality if you're born in space?
Boy, now you're talking.
That's...
Mind blown. Like, what?
Can you not run for president because you weren't born in America?
What are you? Like, who are you? Are you an alien?
Are you the only one that can run for Space Lord? I don't know. I mean, it works fine in Guardians of the Galaxy, so.
It probably helps you to run for Space Lord if you were born in space.
Yeah,
like I have an intimate knowledge of space. I was conceived and born there.
Yeah, there's nobody else that.
Not many people can say that. Yeah. It qualifies me to be the leader of space. Yet, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, the Queen had a pretty good run. I don't know what she did the whole time. She was hanging out and lording over the English colonies.
Did you watch any of the Queen's funeral?
I saw bits and pieces, like, as it passed by. I could not invest any time into it, and I was perplexed by the whole pomp and circumstance of it.
Yeah,
and I wonder
too.
If with her loss, people stopped caring about it, because Charles... That guy's a doorknob.
He's kind of a boob.
Yeah. So I think...
I don't think they will. I think it's a big... Like,
a lot
ends shockingly... With her. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You might be right about that. But you also might be wrong about that. Much like space boners. But I just... There was so much pomp and circumstance to it. It was really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, my wife was watching it, and I got sucked in. I'm like, wow, this is really weird.
Yeah. I just hate funerals in general.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, funerals are sad.
Well, funerals really are sad.
They are, but
celebration of life is different than a funeral.
I agree with him.
My wife has started a playlist for her memorial service celebration of life or whatever it is, and she's including comically hilarious songs like the Thong Song.
Good.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Good.
Whatever it is, but yeah, she's like, yeah, just
dude,
put this in the slideshow, put this on the playlist.
Yeah,
just show up, and nobody needs to say anything. Just put up a bunch of pictures, play this music.
I'm with Patrick that. If I ever die, which it's doubtful that I will.
That's fair.
But if I do, I don't want people sitting around crying and having to, like, get up there and give disingenuous speeches about how great I was, because I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm going to have a sweet party. Playlist and a huge party.
Party.
I think there's also something about when you die that changes all of that. Because I was one of a few people that got up and said a few words when my grandmother passed away. Mm-hmm. She was 93 years old. There was 9 kids in her family, all of them married and then had kids, 35 grandkids in my generation, like 55 great-grandkids. So the entire church was full with just her family. And so I got up there and I tried to say something that was heartfelt, but I wanted to make it kind of funny because that's who I am, and wanted to have something that kind of connected all of these. Like, you know, there's a lot of different tentacles to this family where there's some people I see all the time and some people I never see and whatever. So you go up there, but I mean, I enjoyed that funeral, and it was...
Well, it's closure.
It was, and so she was 93.
There's reason for them.
But she was 93, so it was more, you know, the people that she grew up with and her husband and all of these people had been long dead.
Yeah,
and
but I think what Patrick's just saying that, you know, as humans, we need that
closure.
Sure. And pay your respects and all that. It's very good for you to kind of be able to start moving on. But it doesn't have to be so damn sad.
Yeah, it's really hard.
God.
That's what she said.
Well, but if you died tomorrow at the hands of a tater tot or something, that service would be...
hilarious.
Sure.
Because Sook would be there with a tray of tater tots.
But it would be
Mike
very
would be
different
there with
than
a fart board.
But if you die at 107 and all of us are long gone and nobody remembers that you even had a radio show, I mean, you retire at 65 and then live another 45 years and nobody remembers that you ever had a radio show. You're just great Grandpa Rop.
Right.
It's a very different. Yeah. Oh, and did you know that he had a radio show for a few years in the early 20s?
It was about sports. Wow, they banned sports 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't even do it anymore.
So think of how different your celebration of life would be, you know, after World War VIII and whatever it is, right? After they start having space babies, nobody cares about how your life lived out. It's, it's a whole different thing.
I don't need I'm dead. What do I care?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. Like, I don't care. This whole idea that you can't talk crap about somebody who was an a-hole right after they die, I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, but
they were an a-hole. I'm sorry that they're dead. They can't hear me. They don't care.
Yeah. But I think how...
What is that about?
The way you're remembered is by the people that are closest to you when you pass, not necessarily even the life that you live and all of that, right? It's it's who's still around. If you outlive your wife by a couple decades, it's going to be whether it's your children or it's, you know, all the old guys at the retirement home with you or whatever. Whoever's closest to you, they kind of decide how you're remembered. I don't think we have any control over it. So when I die, do whatever you want.
That's what I mean.
But yeah. It's,
I don't care. Yeah. What do I care? I'm dead.
Yeah.
I have bigger problems.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's always technically good. You have no problems.
Like, well, I don't know if you know that.
So if you picture your grandparents in heaven or in the afterlife or whatever it is, you picture them how you remember them from your life.
Correct.
But there's no way that your grandparents want to go in as that feeble old person that they were at the end of their life. They're like, I want to go into my 20s when I was awesome. You guys don't know how badass I was in 1938.
Right.
I was sweet. We were coming out of the Depression. I was kicking ass. I was taking names.
You see your grandma and you're like, wow, that chick's hot.
Oh, grandma.
Rosemary.
Oh. All right, we got to go. 6:48 on the Fan.
Talk saves.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
So, Patrick, I have no idea where Isaac Rop is.
It's the second time this week.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or first time this week. Second.
I was gonna say.
It happened to us twice. Twice last week. He got stuck behind a train.
Oh, that'll do it.
And then Friday, we were like, 20 seconds coming back from break, and he just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, hey, sorry about that.
I
was talking with
you're good,
very
you're good.
Very important news to report. First of all, if you're tuning in for John, we've already done the Catch 365 from Salina. Check his social media, and we had him on about 4:30. It was great.
Great.
I just was talking with Anthony Newman, who will be up next on the Ducks Roundtable.
A.K.A. nicest guy in the world.
I don't know about that. He's nice, though.
Nice enough.
You notice, you see there, he's got a boot on his right lower leg.
Yep.
And I didn't notice that last. I talked to him last week, and I didn't even notice it. And I was asking him about it.
I think I know where this is going.
He blew out his Achilles. Yep. He did not have. He said he blew my mind. I've learned something today. He said if your Achilles completely tears and pops or whatever, you know how they like coils up in your
The calf like snaps in your calf up. You watch it like an NBA game when it happens. You can watch.
He was telling me that just heals. The U.S. is like the only country that actually has a surgery for that. That heals on its own.
Really?
He did not have Achilles surgery. He is in the middle of Achilles rehab. He said you wear a cast for a couple weeks and then a boot for like 3 months. And you got to be careful. You got to go slow. But it heals itself.
How about
you don't even have to have surgery.
Yeah.
Big doctor. Screwing us again.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think it's the timeline.
Charging us thousands and thousands of dollars for something we don't even need.
Wait, did they charge you for yours?
I haven't blown mine yet, but I'm terrified of it.
Well, where I thought you were going is when I was talking to Anthony about it. This was a few weeks ago, but I was like, oh, you're probably used to this, playing in the NFL, all the injuries that you had. And he's like, no, I missed 4 games my entire career. Yeah. Never had a surgery while he played in the NFL.
That
was the one.
He
that
was
got
durable.
Me. Yeah, it's one of those. And then, well, now he's every time I see him, he's in a cast of some sort. And,
from those football guys often
coaching high school football is more dangerous than playing in the NFL. For
don't you? Aren't you terrified of ripping your Achilles?
No.
Like I am,
I
can feel it.
As a non-athlete, I'm terrified.
Yes, as a non-athlete, 100%. It's like I'm just like jumping over a puddle of water, drunk.
ACL, anything,
bam.
Break my arm, snap. I'm terrified.
See, my dad always used to say, anytime we got hurt, he's like, "What do you need arthroscopic surgery?" And then I tore my rotator cuff, and they're like, "We're gonna have to have you in for arthroscopic surgery." I was like, "Dad, I did it! I finally got it! I finally got the thing!" And then I ended up not having the surgery.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Luke. Thank you for coming
in. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Luke for Sook. Big Sook will be back tomorrow. Ducks Roundtable is coming up next with Anthony Newman and Buck and all those guys. So stick around for that, and we are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.